And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a very fishy guy in our studio here, John Collins. He's a knot expert. He's a fishing expert and just an all-around great guy. We're going to be talking some fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Situated between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California, the state of Baja California Sur encompasses the southern half of the Baja Peninsula. The climate is perfect for fishing, boating, surfing, and diving, making Baja Sur a top destination for adventurers and thrill seekers. Rich in history, Loreto, the first capital of the Californias, is considered the first settlement in Baja Sur. Loreto is surrounded by tranquil turquoise waters and is known for its extraordinary marine life, whale watching, and of course, the finest sport fishing. So easy to get to and a favorite destination for families as well as hardcore anglers. Loreto is a short non-stop flight on Alaska Air from Los Angeles and on Volaris or Calafia Air from the newly renovated Tijuana Airport via the Cross-Border Express. Check LoretoBCSTourism.com for more information and experience one of the great places in the world, right in our own backyard. Loreto and Baja Sur.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing Aftco Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, Aftco Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, Aftco Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from Aftco. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a great day with one of the most, like you said it best, one of the most fishy guys I know, period. Tap water, salt water, whatever it takes, man. John knows how to get them.
Yeah, he knows how to get them. Good morning, John Collins.
Good morning, Pete.
Hi, John.
Great, how you doing?
Great to have you.
Thank you.
A lot of fun to talk fishing here in the new year with the man. This is kind of your time of the year for all kinds of fishing, long range, local bass fishing, all that stuff, right?
I got a 16-day trip leaving this Thursday on the Independence, and we get back on a Saturday and Monday. I'll be freshwater bass fishing full speed.
Wow. So this is like your months are the first quarter of the year, January, February, March. That's when you fish a lot.
Yeah. Primarily, I like fishing for bigger bass. I like fishing from the middle of January to the middle towards the third week of March.
And why is that?
Well, they're in a pre-spawn mode. They gather up pretty good, and they eat pretty good. I don't like to fish bass when they're on the beds. That's just my personal take on that. I don't like Clearwater lakes where they're jigging them, sitting right over the top of them, tricking them into bite. Mm-hmm. I figure once they're on the beds, that's when they deserve to go ahead and let their eggs go and and spawn and make way for the next wave of fish.
And that's after March, after kind of late March or early April, May.
Yeah. Down here, some of the lakes that spawns will start late February down here. As you move north and the water's a little cooler, and then it runs a little later, mid to late March into April.
Yeah. Why is the pre-spawn such a good time to go bass fishing?
Well, the fish are big. They're full of eggs. All the females are up in shallower water. They gang up pretty good. And if you find the right spot, it can be a lot of fun.
That's cool.
a lot of fun. Yeah, you showed us some pictures of Captain Ryan Boschen caught a couple with you.
Yeah, he got hit this one little area there. He picked up 11 and a 12 on back-to-back cast, two biggest bass he ever caught. He was absolutely stoked.
Those are good ones.
Those are nice fish.
Yeah, for sure. So Independence on Thursday, that's going to be a fabulous trip. Where are you going?
Well, I assume we're going down to Hurricane Bank. It depends on what's happening around Cabo itself, off the Jaime or Morgan Bank or whatever. If there's fish there, we may stop there. We may go to Hurricane first. And if that pans out, we'll stay there. If it doesn't, we'll start looking around.
Of course, you could do what they did on the last trip and probably catch more big fish just sitting in one spot like 130 miles away, right?
That was that's good, with the exception of six fish limits after 4 days.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Tell us
what you do with the other 13 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us about that trip they just had on the Independence.
Oh, unbelievable. I was down there. That trip, between the Independence and the Shogun, they had a tremendous amount of big fish. I know the Indy had 51 over 100 pounds, and they had a handful of fish over 200. The Shogun had that 348 or 349. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
So
now,
cool.
Any coincidence that it was a full moon? Was it biting on the full moon?
Well, you know, again, my personal thoughts is when the fish start sliding down the beach, I think it's in a situation where the bait is still up in this area here, but they just kind of move down for one reason or another. And they seem to go for whatever you have to offer. Mm-hmm. And in that case, sardines, you know, you start throwing a few sardines in the water and they're a little hungry. They come up and start biting. I know last year on the January trip, on the way back, we saw a flat spot. It was the biggest flat spot I've ever seen in my life. It was over 2 miles long and three quarters of a mile wide. We only had a couple of scoops of bait left. I know we threw a little bit of bait in the water, and I had my 40-pound outfit in my hand. And when I saw the first boil, I grabbed my 100-pound outfit.
And did they eat it?
I wound up getting two fish. One was 170, and the other was like 130 or whatever. And we got one on a kite that was 240. And we only had 2.5 hours to fish, but
wow,
those fish were really, really fired up.
Yeah, and it sounds like on this last trip with the Shogun and the Independence, they were fired up. They were eating fly line 130 pound, huh?
They were 130
pounds. Gosh, that's so cool.
Here at the end of December, beginning of January.
Yeah, they're after whatever you have to offer. That's what they want to eat.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Why are they so much hungrier down there than they are?
I think all that here. You know, the sardine and small little mackerel and the anchovies haven't spawned out yet.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you don't have those huge bait balls that we have up here outside the Coronados and out around San Clemente and stuff. So they're kind of looking around for something to eat. I think for the most part, all they got to eat down there, maybe some squid and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When they're up during the day, they're willing to eat anything you want to throw at them.
God, you got to love that, right?
So cool.
Yeah. Incredible.
So fun. So back to freshwater, and I mentioned the moon. Does the moon affect your freshwater bass fishing?
I've been doing this for a long time, and I have had the best fishing I could ever ask for on every single phase of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Consistently, it seems as though about a week or so up to within a couple of days of the full moon consistently seems to be the best time overall.
All right. But overall, it does, you're just going
caught them in the full, you've caught them in the dark.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, when you see them on a meter, as a rule, if they're on structure, they're not suspended, they're on structure, more often than not, if you're going to get bit, you get bit on your first cast.
Wow. They're that aggressive.
Yeah.
My goodness.
They are.
Yeah, and that's one of your keys is you got to look for them, right?
That's correct. I spend a lot of time meter in different spots, and I won't fish unless I see them on the spot itself.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah.
On the electronics, you mean? So you're if you drive over your quote-unquote spot and you don't see fish there, you're just going to – you're on to the next and on to the next.
I'm on to the next spot, and I keep looking at different spots, different depths until I start to see fish in areas, and then I'll start concentrating in that depth.
And will fish come onto the spot, you know, on and off during the day? Like you could you could drive over your favorite rock pile in the morning and you don't see them there. You could drive back over it in the afternoon and – and there they are?
That's happened. I can't tell you how many times that's happened. I've looked at spots as many as three times in a day, and maybe the last hour I say, oh, screw it, I'm going to go over and try it again, look at it again, and there's a half a dozen fish on it.
Wow.
It's incredible how
that works.
They
just move in.
That's correct.
Where do they come from?
I think they just slide up out of deep water, maybe suspended or whatever. And normally they're following ridges, some kind of ridge, rocky ridge or whatever, something that tapers off and goes all the way to the beach. That's where I found the best areas to look for fish.
Something that tapers off and goes all the way to the beach.
That's correct. Just just like a highway.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Just like a highway.
Give them something to follow.
That's right.
That's
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Now, you're going on the Independence on Thursday on a 16-day trip. What do you take? What does John Collins take on a 16-day trip on the Independence?
I take one bait rod. I take two outfits.
Like how heavy?
A bait rod, little fish, 40, 50-pound line.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to fish kind of deep for bait. Mm-hmm. You fish into bigger baits, you just want to make sure.
He's talking about catching.
Catching bait, right.
Yeah, catching bait, correct. And then I'll take two 80-pound outfits, 200-pound outfits, and two 130-pound outfits. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I don't fish the kite, so.
Oh, you don't?
No Wahoo?
Two for Wahoo.
Okay.
And what's your Wahoo setup?
Okay. A lot of guys thought I was crazy, and I've shown this system to a lot of guys, and there's a lot of guys that use it now. I fish 80-pound Spectra. I fish about a 5 or 6 foot piece of 80-pound mono attached to Spectra. I fish about a 4 foot piece of 80-pound single strand wire with a haywire twist, and then a bomb or a jig, whatever. I like 80, 80, 80. I like that because you can fish with a real tight drag. Mm-hmm. So when you get bit, you get a better hook penetration. Mm-hmm. If you're fishing 40, 50, even 60-pound line, you can only fish a drag so tight, and many times because of the hard, bony mouth of a Wahoo, it's a hard time getting the hook in the Wahoo's mouth.
So are you not fishing bait for Wahoo? You just strictly a jig guy?
Yeah, I don't fish bait for Wahoo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Too much fun not to.
It is. I like
most fun fish to eat a lure. How do you not give them a lure?
There's nothing, and I mean nothing, that excites you when you're winding that jig and the rod just stops.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just boom.
Yeah.
Just like that.
You just keep on winding,
and
right?
You just keep turning that handle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what rod are you fishing on that? Because there's been a lot of talk that you want a stiff rod because to get that hook penetration. Are you a believer in that?
I am a very firm believer in that. I fish a Seeker SSR 7660. Which is a 50 to 80-pound rod. Mm-hmm.
7.5 feet long.
7.5 foot long, and it's pretty stiff.
Yeah.
It's pretty stiff. It loads up very quickly.
Yeah.
And I fish an Abbott HX two-speed. Yeah, it's fast enough. A lot of guys, you know, I've gone through this with a lot of guys. They want a reel that's got 6-to-1, even as much as 7-to-1 gear ratio, and you see them turning that handle, and they get bit. They get bit, but it seems like the fish, for whatever reason, I think the fish is slashing at that lure or bait or jig, whatever it is, only because it's coming through the water so fast. They're just going up slashing at it. They're not actually coming up and actually sucking it in or eating it. Mm-hmm. I use a 5.3-to-1 ratio, and I turn my handle medium, what I call medium speed, mm-hmm. and my hook-to-land ratio I feel is quite high.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And you're getting bit just as well as everybody else.
That's correct. And I'm finding that winding it at that speed, the Wahoo has an opportunity to actually eat the jig rather than slashing at it. Because with their teeth, they just slash. You've seen so many times a guy will come up and they'll be flushing the fish out. There's a half a mackerel, half a sardine where they're slashing at the bait itself.
Yeah. So what's your connection when on that setup that you just talked about, 80-pound Spectra?
I use the RP knot on the mono to the Spectra. I use the RP knot, and then for the wire, I use a haywire twist on one end with a barrel swivel, and at the end of the jig, I use a haywire twist on the lure or the bomb or the jig itself. Yeah.
Yeah. You mean the John Collins knot?
Yeah. Well, yeah. RPR, John Collins, whatever.
We like calling it the John Collins knot.
I know you do.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We've just scratched the surface of knowledge from this guy.
A fishing and tackle and fish expert and a great dude and a lot of fun. And I'm always so fun to have John in here talking fishing with us and BSing with us. And we want to talk to you. Man, if you want to get in on the fun and join us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to hear from you. Phone lines are already packing up. It's going to be a busy show, so get through right now because we have an open phone line, and I assure you that's not going to last very long. If you want to talk to us this morning, 213 area code 432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, or send us a text. We talk about it all the time. A great addition to Let's Talk Hookup, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download from your Android device, from your iPhone device, anywhere you get apps, totally free. Great way to keep in touch with what's going on and Let's Talk Hookup. And you can call or text the show just via the app there. Lots of fun. And not only are we talking fishing with John today, having a great time, we are giving away an unbelievable prize. And a big thanks to our friend Captain Mark Paisano. Somebody today at the end of the show is going to go fishing on a one-day trip on board the Freedom. How cool is that?
22nd Street landing.
Yeah, awesome prize. So we're really excited. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on board the Freedom on a great one-day trip and have a great time. We sure appreciate Mark and everybody up at 22nd Street for that awesome prize. Really cool. Lots of fun. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great fishing info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina, right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorers have been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, join in the fun, 213 area code 432-1090.
Indeed, we have Mr. John Collins. We call him the knot and fishing expert, just the fishy guy. For sure, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. Andrew has been busy this morning.
Yeah, no doubt.
Phones. Yeah.
Early on, too. Roger from Fullerton is going to get us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up. What's up, Roger?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Roger.
Buddy.
It's an honor to talk to the very fishy John Collins, and I want to talk to you about your knot, that very great knot you've invented, and the device you have to use, you have to make to cinch it down correctly, the little two dowels mounted parallel. And I think that's a patentable item that you should look into, because you're the inventor and you should control that little tool. That's, you really have to have that to make your knot correctly. And I just thought I'd run that by you. And if you name it, I think you should name it the Rollo. I couldn't think of anything sweeter. Anyway, have a great day.
All right, thanks, Roger.
Yeah, you're 100% right. The problem with that is, of course, all you need is two pieces of wooden dowel.
Yeah, but that's still a concept that has only got one use, and that's patentable. And I think
I understand what you're saying. It's something to think about. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Anyway,
hey, thanks,
happy,
Roger. Appreciate
happy New
it.
Year.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Happy New Year. Hey, Goose in Dana Point says, John, I understand this is a text, of course, through the Let's Talk Hookup app. I understand you served in the U.S. Navy, and what was your rank, and did you get the fish?
I did fish. I fished in a lot of areas. In fact, in 1965, we were operating in the South China Sea during Vietnam, and this U.S. destroyer ran aground on a reef up there, Prattis Reef. It's called the USS Frank Knox. And there was a drink developed in Hong Kong, much to the dismay of the people on the Frank Knox. They called it Knox on the Rocks. So.
Oh,
but in any event, we were out there providing support because it was only 180 miles from communist China. And back in those days, it was a little touchy. They had a big communication station on the reef. But in any event, I was on the bridge of the ship, and the captain passed the word for me to get up to the bridge real quick. I retired as a Master Chief Quartermaster, that's navigation, and I was a first class back then. And he said, look at this. Collins, get over here, look at this. And I saw these three big Dorado just cruising alongside the ship. And I had my rods and reels in the wires in the overhead in the wheelhouse. That's where I used to keep them. And whenever we pull into port and stuff into a place where we could fish, we'd fish. Well, I had some kind of a lure. I don't even remember what it was. But I stood on the bridge of the ship. That's on the third deck up from the main deck. I fired the jig out, and this Dorado swam up and just sucked it in. And it was a spinning outfit with 15-pound test line.
Oh, that's not good.
It took 2.5 hours to get this friggin' Dorado in. And the ship I was on was an LSD, which is a landing ship dock. And they have the capacity to flood the stern. And I wound up going down from the third deck to the second deck to the main deck. And this was on the port side. Had to go all the way around the bow. And they have all these lifeboats and different craft. And I'm climbing over craft and everything else like that. And after about 2 hours, I got back to what they call the starboard wing wall. And the he said, how are we going to get this thing in the boat? And I said, I have no idea. He said, I'll tell you how. And he set the ballast detail, which is they set the detail and they flood these tanks on the stern, and it lowers the stern so that water can come across the stern gate. They lowered that, and I was able to work the fish across that over the stern gate and into the well deck itself.
Oh, that's great.
They closed the stern gate. They pumped all the water out, and there's that Dorado flopping around on the deck.
That's awesome.
Our executive officer on the ship was so impressed with it, he wrote a story up, and I've got the articles at home. There was a big write-up in Navy Times
That's awesome.
Stars and Stripes, and they said, and if you think that's a fish story, you had 300 Marines on board to vouch for it.
Yeah. Amazing. You must have had everybody cheering you on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How big was Dorado?
Nobody believes it. It was 73 pounds.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. On 15-pound test?
On 15, that's why it took 2.5 hours to get in.
Wow. 73 pounds.
Yeah, 73 pounds.
Wow. I mean, if it was big enough that you saw it from three decks up cruising along the water, that's no necktie.
There's all three of them. They were just slow cruising, and I fired that jig out there, and that one just charged out and sucked it in.
Oh, that's cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What a great story.
That's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Thanks for that text. We've never heard that story.
That's a certified slapper, 73 pounds, man. That's a real one.
That was a jumbo.
That's a real one.
And, of course, the captain told the stewards, back in those days they had stewards, and he says, that's a great fish, and I want a chunk of
it
for dinner.
Yeah, I was going to say, who got to eat it?
Yeah, he definitely got some of it.
Captain got some.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it. Did you get to eat some?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
There was enough to go around for a lot of people.
Yeah. That 73 pounds is a good fish. Yeah, for sure.
That's a great story.
Well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, buddy. Don from Woodland Hills up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys. Good morning, man. That was a hard story to follow.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a comment and I have a question for John. Let me park the question with you, John. It has to do with bait selection and would like you to give us some tips here. But, you know, didn't get a chance to call in at Christmas, didn't get a chance to call in, you know, yesterday with the New Year's show. I just want to thank you, Pete, Rick, and Corey for keeping us sane during 2020. We all know how tough it was. But you and a whole bunch of other people were able to allow us either to virtually or physically fish. And I just want to thank you guys and all your sponsors and all your guests, the landings, the owners, the boats, the crews, the skippers, the fish processors, the tackle stores, the manufacturers, and there's a whole bunch of other people that I'm sure I left out. But two organizations that really helped lead the way, and that was SAC and also CCA. And I just want to personally thank everybody for allowing me the opportunity to go fish, and there was a whole lot of other people that got to fish too because of the actions they took. So thank you very much and a happy new year.
Thank you.
Oh, well said,
really
buddy.
Cool.
That's great.
Really nice.
Very, very nice.
Appreciate that.
I definitely remember the very beginning of COVID, how, you know, crazy was and not sure what to do or what not to do, and you know, the decision to do the show just for the sake of normalcy, like at the very beginning when everything was locked down and shut down, like, and you know, we were just sitting at home because you couldn't go to work. Yeah. Like, this was my most favorite 2 hours of the week. Because it was the, you know, at that time when nothing was normal, it was, you know, it was still talking fishing on the weekend and kept rolling right through. So, that was.
We were on pins and needles on the Independence because I had an 8-day trip that I sponsored leaving on the 15th of June. And on the 10th of June, we got permission to start running again.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Good time. How was that trip?
Very good.
That
was those big yellows out of Alejos Bank.
Oh,
incredible,
man.
Fishing.
You've had some amazing. Hey, Don, sure appreciate the nice words. And did you have a question for John?
Yeah, it had to do about bait selection. You know, if he can give us a few pointers. It's something that I always struggle with as far as picking the right bait.
Well, you know, I always tell the bottom line is you want to get the one that's hardest to get. And you look for something that doesn't have any marks on it, no discoloration. Obviously, a nice green, slimy bait is the best one. It's the hardest thing in the world to try to tell somebody which bait is the right bait. I've been looking at so much bait for so many years. You can just look in the tray, and all of a sudden, one just stands out. It just catches your eye, and you know that's the one you want to pick up. So that's my recommendation, is try to get one that's hard to get, and obviously be careful when you pick it up. Squeeze it just hard enough to be able to hook in it and get it in the water right away.
I would say that it might be difficult to explain how to pick a good bait out of the tank, especially without being able to look at it. But one thing that most people wouldn't have an issue with is knowing if it were the right bait or not once it went in the water. And I think a lot of people waste a lot of time on a bait that probably shouldn't be on the hook. You know, if you pick the one and it's not the right one, the move isn't, well, I'm just going to fish this out anyways and see how it goes and maybe I'll get lucky. Like, if it's not swimming when it hits the water, it's not worth the 30 seconds that you're going to invest in it, because that's 30 seconds that you could be spending picking the right one.
You know it when it happens.
Yeah. Always know when you've got the right bait.
That's an excellent point. Yeah.
So that back to the tank, like light green, dark green, the darker color, you want to stay away from the ones that are a little darker?
You know what's really funny about that is that when you have a tray that, say, is dark, the sardines have a habit of absorbing the color of the tray they're in. Mm-hmm. If you have the bottom of a tray, I did this on the RP, we painted the bottom of the trays white. And it seems like that light color, once you put the bait in there from the main tank into the tray that you're going to grab bait from to fish with, within 2 or 3 minutes, you can see the color change in that bait. They turn a light. They really lighten up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps you pick. If they still are dark, I have a tendency to use those for chum and pick that nice light bait. That seems to be the one that's the best.
Seems like especially when you're dipping into the slammer where you're storing bait in the dark and stuff, they put them in and that stuff's real dark color.
That's correct.
But it takes a few minutes for them to lighten up.
But
right?
Once you put them in the trays that people are going to get bait from to fish with, it's amazing how fast they will actually change. They're like chameleons. They change color. And they lighten up.
Once you picked the right one and you grabbed it gently, where do you like to put your hook in them?
I like, when I'm fishing fly line, I like to shoulder hook a bait, personally. Sometimes when you cast them out, they'll swim right back to the boat right away. Other times, they take off. And when they take off away from the boat and the fish are up boiling around, that's when you feel the most confident of being able to get a bite. And that seems to work good. Other times, if the fish aren't boiling but they're there, then a belly hook bait or butt hook bait seems to be a better way to do it. As soon as it hits the water when you butt hook a bait, if you put a little bit of tension on it, bait, like any fish, has a tendency to pull away from the tension, the direction of the tension. Yeah. They'll go the opposite direction. So if you kind of put your thumb on your spool lightly and pull back a little bit on the rod, you start to feel them kick their tail, put it in free spool, and they will swim away from the boat at that point in time.
Okay.
Almost
good
like
tips.
A little dog on a leash. You just kind of shake it, you're saying, just a little bit?
Exactly.
Okay.
All
that's
right.
Cool. Yeah, that's good info.
Good stuff, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call, and Happy New Year to you. Appreciate all your nice comments, too. You know, fly lining a bait on big tackle, like 100-pound, 130-pound. You were talking about, I take 80, 100, 130. What's the trick for? It's not easy to fly line a sardine on 100 pound or 130 pound. What's the secret?
Okay, I use a short top shot. I use shorter than a lot of guys do. A lot of guys will put 25 yards of fluorocarbon on their reel and attach it to their spectra. My connection, I always, no matter what kind of fly line fishing I'm doing, I always like my connection to be between the first guide and the reel. When I present the bait in the water, when I cast it or underhand it or whatever the case may be. And my reasoning for this is that the least amount of mono or fluorocarbon that they have to pull in the water before it goes to spectra is the less tension there is on the bait itself. And a lot of times you have to do a long soak. And if you've got a lot of mono on there and that bait's trying to drag all that mono through the water, by the time it gets out into the bite zone itself, it's going to be tired.
Okay.
But if you have a short top shot, like a 10 or 12-foot top shot on there, the bait's going to be a lot more lively because it's not going to have that heavy drag of mono or fluorocarbon, a lot of it in the water. It's going to be pulling spectra, which basically floats and is super light.
Yeah.
And I find that to be a very big help, especially on a long soak.
All right. Very good. Ricky, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. They are packed solid. Again, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Mike calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, I got a comment and then a couple questions. Is Katmai Lodge like Rancho Leonero North, and is Rancho Leonero like Katmai South? That's my comment.
Very different places. Yeah, very, very different. Rancho Leonero is very accessible versus Katmai Lodge is very inaccessible, yes, only by plane and super remote. So you can drive to Rancho Leonero. You can't drive to Katmai Lodge, and two completely different animals.
Yeah, like to even further on that, like to go to the ranch, you could pick 10 different airlines that could all get you into Cabo. You could pick 4 or 5 different cab services. You could rent your own car. Like, it's just very easy to get to the ranch. You could be, you know, you could wake up in the morning, have breakfast at your house, and you have lunch, you know, you have your lunch in the afternoon at Rancho Leonero. Where Katmai, you're investing some time, but that's the appeal, is you are so far off the map when you're up into Katmai.
Right.
And then the fishing, too, is just different. Rancho Leonero, the fishing is fantastic. With that said, that's my favorite place in the world to just do nothing, to hang out on the beach and have a margarita and enjoy the food and the people and the sunshine, where Katmai, you're fishing in the river. Scenery's amazing. Wildlife's amazing. They are two awesome trips and great destinations both, but completely different.
Yes.
Okay, so I got a two-speed from Cal Sheets, and it's got 135-pound Spectra on it. And I know it's a little late in the season, but what would I put on top of that, and how far of a trip where I have to go to, you know, try and use something that heavy? And also, what is the deal with super gluing lead heads on your swim bait?
Well, as far as how far you have to go to use that 135-pound line, given the next few months, you might only have to go 25 miles from San Diego,
because
you're going to be fishing for fish that are 150 to over 300 pounds. So
it could happen here pretty soon. And as far as gluing lead head, like we talked about that with Jack Soul and Corey yesterday. Jack just said he likes to glue his swim bait to the lead head because it lasts longer, and it's all about lasting longer for sure. Just use some of that instant glue, and good deal.
Yeah, hey, totally. Great call.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. You had a text?
Yeah, a fun one that I thought. This one just said, hey, guys, great show. John, he wants to know if you can reach back to the memory banks and describe your best day of albacore fishing.
Oh.
And where was it at?
Boy, you're talking digging into the backs of my memories. The best day of albacore fishing, of course, this was back in the days when nobody paid attention to limits and so forth. We had 614 albacore on the American Angler when I worked on there out of one stop.
614 in one stop.
Yeah, yeah. And then another time on a Royal Polaris, I was on watch from 2 to 5 in the morning. And Roy told me, he said, John, if you see anything, go ahead and pull them back and shut it down. I said, okay. It was like 4:30 in the morning, and I went across this big spot of fish. I said, holy. And I pulled them back, shut it down, and Roy wound up at 5 o'clock. So at 5 o'clock, I woke Roy up, and I said, Roy, there was a lot of fish under the boat. And I put it on the GPS. So he said, okay. So he got up, went down, got a cup of coffee, and it was on a Taka's 5-day trip.
Okay.
He fired him up, and he went back to the waypoint. And just as we got to the waypoint, the meter just lit up.
He was still there.
And he says, holy mackerel. So I ran down. I jumped on the tank, and I started throwing bait, and everybody got up. And those fish bit so good, we had to stop the people from fishing.
Wow.
We had to tell everybody. The whole port side of the boat had an albacore on deck all the way up to the cap rail.
Oh, my.
And we said, hang on, guys. We didn't even have time to put them down. That's how fast they were coming on the boat. So we went ahead and washed them off. This is before the days of RSW. And threw them all down in the hole. And I kept throwing bait. And these guys were just chawing at the bits. Because every bait that hit the water was a boil, you know.
Wow.
So once we got all the fish down and hosed off the deck and everything, went back at it again, and the same song, second verse. And after that, we just said, okay, let's go look for something else.
We got our fill of these.
That's awesome.
Those were two of probably the most remarkable albacore days I ever saw in the water.
You remember the year?
That was back. I started working on the RP in 2002, so that had to be back in 2004, 2005. And on the Angler, it was late 90s.
Wow. That's cool. I just think about 614 at a one stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop fishing. We can't take them anymore.
And we had one other trip where we had Gary Kamara's group on the Angler. And in one day, we had just under 400 albacore and 200 of those 25 to 35-pound bluefin out of one day.
Man.
John, I don't know what kind of supplements you take, but your memory is unbelievable, man. I mean,
I
don't remember all
this
stuff.
How are you going to forget something like that?
Yeah,
that's unforgettable.
I was going to say, you don't need a lot of good memory to keep those trips in mind.
You forget all kinds of days where you didn't catch them, but, man, 600 out of one stop, you don't ever forget
that. Yeah, don't forget that one.
That was incredible.
That's cool, Bill.
Good question. Thanks for the text. We appreciate that.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookup on the Let's Talk Cookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in the father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
From Shimano, and I got to tell you, we're talking about fishing for big tuna. There is nothing like the Talico Reel.
How do you top that? You know, you want to talk about a fantastic 100-pound outfit that's, especially with this big bluefin that's around, that's capable of taking a fish that's 100 pounds or 200 pounds in size, but still able to fly line a sardine. How do you beat that Talico 20, Talico 25? Still fits in your hand, casts amazing, great free spool, but that thing has the guts when you need it to deal with a big fish.
You know, the reel I love is that Talico 20, 100 pound, 80 pound. You talk about the perfect reel for fishing that.
So nice.
Yeah, it works.
I have two of the Talico 25s. I love them.
25s?
Nothing like it.
It's and it casts. You talk about casting the heavy line?
Beautiful free spool. I fish 130 pound on both the 25s.
On the 25s. Yeah. All right. Well, check it out. The Talico 20, 25, or the entire Talico line at your local Shimano dealer.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Man, so much good fishing going on. If you want to join us, 213 area 432-1090. And as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our Catch Report. Today is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, sauces, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there?
Good morning. Happy New Year to you, Brian.
Good. Hey, thank you. You guys, too. Yeah. Looking forward to see what we have to work with this year, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, we had another good week. We had, obviously, a day or two of some uncomfortable conditions with some wind, a little bit of swell. But, you know, we rolled out of 2020, you know, having had a pretty solid run on that rockfish the last couple months. So, we were stoked on that. So, you know, for the time being, that stuff gets its break, and we'll kind of transition on to a more winter approach on our three-quarter day trips, meaning like some deep water structure targeting some sand bass and some sculpin. And with that sculpin will become a good focus. The last couple of days, we've had plenty of opportunity on that stuff and some good return on our efforts. You know, like I said last week, we've been fishing that 5-inch Viejo swim bait on a dropper loop. Targeting that sculpin, and it's been a good setup. You know, it's helped us eliminate a lot of that rockfish bycatch. You know, I think the other day on the first one we fished, we only had to, you know, descend like five nice reds. Everything else was just straight sculpin. So it's kind of nice to be able to, you know, give the resource a break like that and focus on solely that sculpin. The half-day fishing, we're seeing more bass action as well. Some fish on the sinker rigs, as you'd imagine, like reverse dropper loops, some guys fishing the Carolina rig, egg sinker and stuff like that. Still, some of our diehard guys throwing the artificial stuff, like the plastic lures, catching some fish. And then, you know, that ounce and a half lead head with some squid, catching some nice sand bass and sculpin as those deeper spots start to see some action, too. So some nice fish caught in relief, too, like some sheephead and things like that. Halibut derby for us, you know, I don't know, we're just in a little funk here. Same fish in the same spots on our leaderboard. We haven't really seen any movement. I don't know what to say or how to put a, you know, my thumb on the whole deal, but it's just been a little slow the last couple of weeks, so we're hoping that with the start of the new year we'll see some changes there. So you know, we'll kind of see how it shakes out. We're looking forward to a new year and all that good stuff. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give the landing a call. Certainly reservations are very important this time of year to get the boat away from the dock, help build the trip. We've still got plenty of interest, so we've got three-quarter day and half-day boats fishing pretty much every day. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. And, of course, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page, danawarf.com. Check us out. We'll get you out on the water this week.
Great report, as always. Woolley, appreciate that. I love that info and that sculpin. You were talking about fishing that dropper loop Viejos for keeping the bycatch off, but keep what you want on, man. I always think that's such a unique one and a great insight and good way to a guy to catch a couple of good sculpins.
No kidding. Absolutely.
It's been working good, so we're going to ride that out as long as we can. So we'll
dig it, Woolley.
This week.
Right on, bro. Appreciate it very much, as always, and we will look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Take care. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, Brian.
While we wait for Gundy Gunnison, you have a text.
Yeah, I got a fun one from our good buddy Cheer, and this is, John, are you still using, we kind of talked about it there during the break, are you still using Talica 25s, and what rod do you match with for your 100 and your 130-pound? Thanks for sharing all your knowledge on the RP knot.
Okay, more often than not, I do have two Talica 25s. I love them. I fish a hunt. Most of the time I use those to fish 130-pound. I fill them with 130-pound Spectra, and I do fish 100-pound Top Shot sometimes on that reel also. I use the Calstar 770 XH or double XH. I tried a triple XH one time, and my heels came off the deck. So. A double XH is about as much as I can handle.
That's a beefy
and
rod.
It does the job. It does a wonderful, wonderful job. And then I started using some of these Graftec rods that Rick Ozaki runs around with, and they're nice rail rods too. But between the Graftec and the Calstars, those are the two rods that I use.
There you go. I love it, man.
All right.
That's a great, great call, John.
Good
That's
one.
Good
Let's info. Go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Fred? He's calling us from out in Idaho this morning. Fred, thanks for joining us on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Well, first of all, good morning and happy New Year to you, gentlemen.
You too, Fred.
You've got two epic shows this weekend. I mean, yes, two of the gurus are on, and shipmate John Collins. Kudos to you, and I've been watching your videos, especially the one that you did on Let's Talk Hookup show, The one where you tied that knot, where you have it around your finger and you go two loops through the hook, that knot is the bomb.
And the Springer knot.
It's called the Springer or the 2x2 knot.
Oh, that is just amazing. And it's the go-to knot for me and my family from now on. I envy the trip on the Independence that you're going on because that's my favorite boat. And I went in August, and we used my son and my grandson, we all used that knot, and it was just never a failure. It was just wonderful. But I really enjoy your educational YouTubes, and I really want to thank you for that because nowadays everything has progressed to such a high end where you learn so much more with all the new I know Spectra isn't new, but, you know, when you have to tie your leader to the Spectra, your RP nut is amazing. And I just really want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It's nice and small. And that 2x2 knot is such an easy knot to tie. I know I used to do knot seminars on the RP every time the boat would go out. We get a lot of people on the upper deck. And I found that if you teach somebody something that's simple, and they can remember it, they pay attention. If you start to get into something that's somewhat complex, you lose them right away. They're not going to remember how to do it. Yeah. But the 2x2 is such an easy knot, very, very strong and very small.
And John Collins is the star of our YouTube channel, our Let's Talk Hookup YouTube channel. Your videos on our YouTube channel get like thousands and thousands and thousands of views. It's amazing.
Oh.
You're a big star. Did you
know
that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but if you missed it, it's on our YouTube channel. The Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show is the thing. If you're just doing a search for it, it's called Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube. It's also easy to access on our app. There's a direct link on our app, our Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as on the front page of our website, letstalkhookups.com. You just go to the top and you see all the social media there. YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook are our three platforms for social media on there. And you can see not only the Springer knot, you can also see the RP or John Collins knot on there, John. And I forget what else you're on there with, but you're like the knot expert on there for sure.
Thank you.
Well, this one maybe kind of follows up from the from that knot. This one was a text.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate the
Yeah,
call.
Thanks, Fred, for sure. This is a text from our buddy Alan. It says, John, do you use the Springer knot strictly for hooks, or will you tie your iron jigs on with it as well?
I only use it for hooks. I do not tie it on jigs. And the reason for this is that when you use a knot on jigs, I tie a San Diego knot or a double San Diego, one of the two. Normally, when you catch a fish on a jig, you don't cut it and retie it. You drop it down and try it again. And you keep doing it until you lose your jig. But in any event, normally it's a jig. It's for multiple hookups on jigs. The Springer knot, every time I catch a fish on the Springer knot, I cut off 3 inches and retie it because it's so quick to retie.
Mm-hmm.
I know some guys say they do use it on the jigs, but I recommend a San Diego knot on the jigs and the Springer knot on hooks.
And you like the go ahead.
You don't need the stealthiness of the Springer knot that offers, right?
That's correct. Yeah. It's so small.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say it in the other way. You like the Springer because it's so small on a hook and on a jig. Hate to say it, but who cares?
Double San Diego, yeah. Big and bulky, but it's flying through the water. They don't give a shit.
They're not biting the jig because it's a stealth, perfect thing. They're biting it because they want it.
That's correct.
John, the Springer knot, I've tied it. I like it, especially for heavier line, over 60 pound. I've had issues with it on lighter line. Do you tie it on lighter line?
I use it on my bass fishing with 20 pound.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe I'm doing something wrong there. It's probably easier to cross over when you're tying lighter line.
It is. That's the most critical thing about that Springer knot. Make sure those lines are parallel before you go over the top and in between the two strands.
Yeah. And
make
then when
sure
you
they're parallel.
And when you cinch them down.
That's correct.
You
got
to make sure they're parallel.
That
right?
is correct.
And it's easy to do on heavier tests. It's a little more challenging on...
It's incredible how small that knot is on a 130-pound line.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah,
and
really
it's strong.
It is strong.
Yeah. Hey, another good one here about the knots, and I think this is a good one. It came from Jerry from Jigs Only, and thanks, Jerry, for this. I heard John speak about the dowel tool for the RP knot. not. Could not find a picture or video of it. Where can I find it, or can I post a picture? The dowel, what, first of all, what are we talking about? What are the dowels for the RP knot, and why do you use them?
Okay, they're to wrap each end of the, on each side of the knot itself. It's to wrap the spectra half a dozen times around it, on the fluorocarbon or mono half a dozen times around the other end of it, and just pull one against the other in order to cinch it and really cinch it down tight.
It's like a handle.
That's correct.
Yeah.
All they are, they're only about 4 inches long, maybe a half-inch dowel, and I wrap black electrical tape around the dowel just to prevent any kind of chafing whatsoever, and I keep my tackle box. It's something real simple. Somebody asked me I should patent it. Well, I mean, how can you patent two pieces of wood with a little bit
but
of
electrical tape? But you do wrap electrical tape around it.
I wrap electrical tape around it just for the softness of the tape.
Doesn't the Power Pro cut into the electrical tape?
No.
No, okay.
No, it doesn't, because it doesn't slip.
So now if you really want to get fancy, you can go to your local tackle store, like Fisherman's Land Tackle, and get the fancy ones, right, Ricky? You sell, like, these little Gucci
they are
dowels.
Gucci, for sure. Yeah. There's a company called 30 Fathoms are the ones that we carry, and it's... It is exact. You described it perfectly. It's a very Gucci version of two pieces of wood. You know, It's not wood. It's aluminum that's got some sort of really heavy duty shrink tube, and they're anodized aluminum ends, and the two ends have opposing magnets in each other, so they kind of magnet together. So that, you know, in your tackle box, and they're great. I mean, they're
how
you
much
know,
are they?
They're like $30 or something.
Bucks.
You know, like
and
that.
How much would be two pieces of dowel cost you? About 15 cents, maybe.
Yeah, you can make several of them out of one piece of dowel. So,
yeah,
maybe $1.
Yeah, but by no means are they necessary.
But
they're just cool.
They're
good. Yeah, just cool. Exactly.
You know?
That was one of those things. The guy that that makes those, Matt, is a you know, good customer of the store, and he came in and said, I think I'm gonna commercially make these. And I joke about it all the time. He and I joke about it all the time. I told him, like, man, it's a great idea. Don't waste your breath. You're trying to make something that is way too niche of a product. There's not enough people that are going to want to buy them. Nobody's going to, exactly as we just joked about right now, nobody's going to want to spend, you know, $35 on something that you can make. So, man, was I wrong about that? We refill that case every week all the time.
People are buying them like crazy.
Doug and I often joke about that. And Doug's biggest claim to fame was when the people decided they were going to commercially offer FlexWrap. You know, the blue finger tape that all of us use. They came to Doug and go, hey, we got an idea. We think we're going to package this up and sell this fishing tackle. And he laughs like, no one is ever going to buy. It's one of Doug's favorite things to joke about, like all the things that we have been wrong about. Like, come on, man. Nobody's gonna spend $4 for a roll of finger for a vet wrap. Come on. And like, every single person that goes on every single long range boat has a couple of those in it. But yeah, those knot dowels, they're nice, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyways, 30 fathoms are the one that we
30
carry.
Fathoms, and they're, mm-hmm. they're available.
They're great.
Either that or a dowel.
Yeah. Or go to Home Depot, one of those two.
Right.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to remind you, the 2021 Bill Varnay CC calendars are out and available at tackle shops right now. You can also get them at Turner's Outdoorsman or purchase online at surffishtackle.com. Get yours today. And when we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Lanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Lanero. We love families.
You're listening to a new generation of radio. SoCal Sports Talk. The all-new and mightier 1090 and the mightier 1090.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one-size-fits-all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has 4 selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo, an available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. It's rigid, Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.